I got a call just yesterday from a mom. I think she's a local mom, and she wanted to get into one of my parenting classes, and we got to talking, and she says she's getting very angry with her kids, and as we explored it a little bit more, she said, you know, I take the time to teach them how to clean their rooms and pick up their toys and how to make their beds. I do it for them, and then I show them how to do it, but every time I let them do it on their own, they don't do it perfect the first time, and I get really angry and yell at them. And I'm thinking, wow. You know, like how many people really like are perfectly mastered at something the very first time they try? And so we had a discussion, you know, about expectations and, you know, development and some things like that, just trying to check out whether or not she could kind of understand that might not be realistic. So I just found that very interesting in light of what our conversation was going to be today. That so perfectionism, we're going to talk about helping, you know, how to teach kids and all that. I just kind of an interesting lead-in for our conversation. So before we dive into the topic, I always like to save time towards the end. If anybody does have any questions or situations that you would like in coaching on or ideas from other parents, and we've got parents and professionals on the line, but I will always make sure that I save time for that if I know up front that we have that. Does anybody have any questions or situations that you'd like support on that doesn't relate to the topic? Okay. Then I'll kind of check in again. We'll see if anybody new has joined us later on in the call. But for the most part, I think we have a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead, and if you want to take out the main article that you got in your pre-class, in your pre-call resources, is the one that says clean up your act so you can get children to clean. And that will actually cover a lot of the things that we had said we wanted to talk about. And you know me, I don't like to just lecture one way. So if you don't have much noise in your background or you're not eating your lunch, because I know it's noon for some of you, if you'll hit *7 and let's have a little discussion about, in terms of getting kids to clean, what are some of the challenges? And then we'll talk about what doesn't work, and then we'll talk about what does work. So what are some of the biggest challenges around getting kids to clean? Speak up.
The child gets distracted while they're cleaning.
Okay. Is that Shayna?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Shayna.
Hi, Jody.
I turned off the in and out tone, so I didn't hear you come in. Good, yes, distraction. Yeah, so we'll talk about kids that get distracted. What are some of the other big challenges?
Just getting to start, I think.
Yeah. Okay, just getting them to start.
Consistency, like doing it every time there's a new mess.
Okay. And doing it consistently every time without the parent always having to be the one to point out that it needs to be done or to remind or nag until it gets done.
Right.
Would also kind of be a follow-up to that. Yeah. Now, let's talk briefly about what doesn't work. And actually, there's just one paragraph. It's the second paragraph in this article. But let's just kind of highlight some of the things that parents will typically do that might work in the short run but won't work in the long run, and kind of look at our don'ts. And, you know, I always spend a very small amount on don'ts, and we spend, you know, 90% of our time on the do's. But let's just take a look real quick at some of the things that we'd want to avoid. And actually, I'll throw it out, and you guys can just use your logical common sense and throw back to me. What do you think some of the consequences would be? If you just let it slide until you can't stand the mess, how will children feel when it comes time to clean?
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. Now, if you're constantly nagging for kids to clean, what will often happen? What do you get when you nag? Get the rolling eyes and the power struggles and the delays and the resistance. Yes, or ignoring us. Yeah, because especially when we start sounding like a broken record. If we insist on perfection, we're either going to get kids that get into a power struggle with us, or they're just going to get discouraged because nothing's ever good enough. What if we do the cleaning for them? Because, you know, isn't it just quicker and faster to just do it ourselves?
Yes.
So that works in the short run, right? Things get clean, they get cleaned fast, and they get cleaned our way, right?
But we're not showing them to become independent.
Exactly. And that's where we've got to be looking at our long term, is that, yes, that gets us what we want in the short run, but it doesn't get us kids who are going to clean independently on their own.